We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Vav in the Shalem edition, Shintet Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ran had asked if our mazel, if the stars we were born under, affect whether we're pious or not, so then how could a person be rewarded or punished for his behavior? So the Ran said that the mazel affects the preparation, the physical development of a person. It doesn't define how a person will behave. The mazel doesn't affect a person's soul. The mazel simply affects a person's body. Whether a person will have more of these components, physical components, or more of those physical components. So he said, for example, if a person was born under Ma'adim, so his blood boils, that doesn't mean that he has to be a murderer. He could be a murderer, but he can do other things with that tendency. So the soul is not affected. The soul has to guide the body. One person has a greater desire for food, another person has a lesser desire for food. That doesn't mean that the person who has a greater desire has to be a glutton. The mazel doesn't affect the soul. The soul's job is to take control, even though the body has its tendencies. Vashini, the second point he wants to say about this, he says, there are two answers to that question. The second point is, Sheimeyot shelo tishkot al tichahahi. The second answer is not just that the soul can take control and calm a person, which was his first answer. Even though a person is predisposed to having a temper, well, his soul should overcome that. The second answer is that even if he doesn't calm it, anefesh tishamesh ba b'mashu po'al tov, he says, okay, first thing is take control. So what if you have a tendency to be a glutton or you're predisposed to having a temper? Take control of that predisposition. The second answer, he says, is that use that predisposition for something good. Do not use your predisposition for something negative. I know a guy that likes to be the big boss. And it fits him like a glove to be the head of the mafia. He really likes to be the boss. So you know what he does? He controls the shul. He's in charge of getting that cleaning and getting that window done. And he has his little clan. He has his little domain where he's the big boss. That's what he needs. You know, he didn't have it in this place. So he has it in that place. But he's taking a tendency. He's applying it somewhere. Someone once commented about him, you know, he just likes taking control. And I thought, is that such a bad thing? So he's applying it in a good place, you know, big deal. Now, we had a kid who was a nudnik, always wanted, he was a yente. Everything that was going on, he wanted to know what was going on. So he became in charge of the chesed committee. So now it was his job to know everything that was going on. Who was sick, who needed to have someone visit them, who was in the hospital. That's his job, okay. So he took his tendency. He always wants to know what's going on by everyone else. And he found a way to channel it positive. Great, that's wonderful. Because that predisposition, the fact that a person has a certain tendency, that doesn't mean he has to behave specifically in a certain circumstance, a certain way. What happens is a certain component of a person's personality is defined. It's not defined how he will use that component of the personality. You take that component and then you have to decide where you apply it. That's why Ravashi says, either the person will be a thief, or he will let blood, or he will be a butcher, or he will be a moel, who'll do circumcisions. He's going to have to see blood in his life. So, you know, he could be a wrestler, he could fight that way, he could be a thief. Yes, he has a predisposition, use it well. When it comes to being a thief, or to being a butcher, or to being a moel, that stems from the same tendency. So here he's If he does one thing, so that's good. And if he does the other, that's bad. You know, they're both cutting people. The question is where, when, and how, and why. So then, the mazel has no force over whether a person will do mitzvot or averos. It prepares a person. A person ends up coming to the world, and he has certain tools at his disposal. And so, the soul has to take control over the predispositions. The first answer is we can control predispositions and annul them. The second answer is we can guide them. We can decide where we apply them.